The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Boy, every once in a while I use the term the loony left. Now, there's crackpots on the right, too, okay? I'm an equal opportunity offender. But there are just some loons. I mean, loony on the left. One of them is AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I've got a story about her in just a few minutes. I'll get to that. Good news on the welfare front here in America. Bad news on the STD, sexually transmitted disease front. But first, we're going to head to Kentucky for a story. Pikeville, Kentucky. I have no idea how big Pikeville, Kentucky is. I could have looked, but it really didn't make a whole lot of difference. Anyway, Pikeville, Kentucky has a high school, and it's called Pikeville High School. Isn't that original? Anyway, no one knows quite certain when this started, and the news agencies down in Kentucky couldn't find out actually who started it. But for quite a while, in one of the hallways at Pikeville High School, there has been an empty locker. It's not being used for anything. No students are used, just an empty locker. And so someone put a sign on it, prayer locker. And students, if they have a prayer request, they can write it on a piece of paper and shove it through the little holes in the locker. And there's a group of Christians who check it occasionally, and they pray for the prayer requests that have been put into the prayer locker. Isn't that a great idea? Isn't that a cool idea? Well, the Freedom from Religion Foundation does not think so. Here's the story. Dateline Pikeville, Kentucky. An attorney for a Kentucky public school board says complaints. Now, that's in the plural. Complaints have prompted him to recommend the district remove prayer lockers from inside its schools. Evidently, more than one school is doing this. Pike County School Board Superintendent Reed Atkins told the Lexington Herald Leader that Kentucky's Office of Education Accountability and a national organization advocating for separation of church and state have both said they have received complaints about the practice. Can you imagine being so petty, so filled with hatred, so desiring to discriminate that you would be upset because there is an abandoned, empty locker in one of the hallways of a school where kids voluntarily can put a little piece of paper in there and put a prayer request into that locker, and where other kids can voluntarily pray for them? Can you imagine the kind of animosity and hatred and resentment towards God and Christianity would have to fill someone's heart to file a complaint about a prayer locker? Now, if you haven't figured it out, these people representing these atheist organizations are miserable, miserable people. How do I know that? because they get their joy and their happiness by attacking other people's beliefs, other people's freedom, other people's rights, and they get their happiness out of making other people miserable and taking away what is important to them. What kind of miserable life must a person live to get pleasure out of taking away other people's rights and privileges? So anyway, the Pike County School Board Superintendent Reed Atkins told the local newspaper, Kentucky's Office of Education Accountability and a national organization advocating for a separated church and state have both said they receive complaints about the practice. So what? You get complaints about all kinds of things. We don't like the color that they painted the school. We want them to change the color. We don't like school starting at 7:30. It's too early. It needs to start at 8 o'clock. School starts too late. Why don't you have school start at 7 o'clock so the kids can get out at a decent... School boards, school administrators get complaints constantly. I mean, constantly. So what's the big deal? They receive some complaints. Back to the story. Students can request prayers for themselves or others by slipping a piece of paper into a repurposed locker. It's unclear who started them or when. Attorney Neil Smith said he is asking, this is the school board attorney, he's asking principals to stop the initiative. He says religious student groups that meet before or after school are perfectly okay, but having a space in the hallway during school hours and encouraging students to use it likely violates the First Amendment. You gotta be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Completely voluntary, student-run administration, teachers have nothing to do with it. How can you in your wildest imagination believe that that somehow violates the Constitution? But so far, the school board in Pikeville, Kentucky has buckled. That's cowardice, folks. That's pure cowardice. All right. Let's go to the phones, and we've got Jason in Delaware. Jason, how are things in Delaware today?
Oh, they're horrible. I went to police academy a couple of years ago, and I went to the Delaware Career Center for the night school for adults.
Yeah.
And part of our classes was in the north center. Well, they don't use that anymore. So, but there was a box in the north center when it was open to students, and that box was put there. It wasn't an empty locker. I don't know. Maybe the box was there for some other purpose, and they converted it to the feelings box. If you put it on a piece of paper, you write your feelings. Now, it cracked me up. I took a picture on my phone. I still have it. I just looked it up. I was listening to your story.
The feelings? Feelings box.
I kid you not. Now, Pastor, to be fair, Delaware Career Center might not still have it, but it cracked me up, right? And it made me laugh a little bit. That's why I took a picture. I was like, that's hilarious, you know? But to become the loony right, if I was to be the loony right now, two can play at that game. I believe in the separation of atheists and the state. You better put a theistic God on the outside of that box. You better say, put your feelings, let Vishnu, Allah, or Jesus Christ, or one of the Mormon gods, or goddesses, you need to have some sort of theistic. If there is no theism mentioned, I'm in a strict separation of atheism and state. The bloodbath that was the 20th century, I don't want to repeat it in the 21st century. You either get a God on that box or remove it now. That's the loony right, right?
Yeah.
That's the loony right. Or that's King George III, remember?
Yeah.
Me and you are in jail under King George III because our prayers, yours would be Baptist, mine would be continuationist Christian. So our prayers are illegal. We need freedom, both for the feelings box for the atheists, that's fine, and we need one right next door, Christian or spiritual. Now, All Pike County has to do is put prayers to Allah. They won't touch it. That's all they have to do.
You know what?
That's a Muslim prayer. They won't touch it.
Or, Jason, and this is happening all across America, put a prayer rug at the end of a hallway so that Muslim kids can stop during the prayer times and kneel and pray on the prayer rug. That is happening all across America. In fact, it's happening in one of our Westerville high schools. There are prayer rugs and so forth, but a prayer box?
It's because we're nice, and I'm glad we're nice. I'm glad you have talked about this. I'm glad that they're not afraid, although they claim it, right? They try to say, I've had liberal friends of mine say, oh, there's just as much. No. Extremist right wing is Saudi Arabia. Extremist right wing was King George III. That's the loony right, which that's what it is, where you either worship Jesus or you're going to jail. That's the loony right, or Allah. It's either Allah or nothing. That's loony right. Me and you are not loony right. Me and you are asking for freedom to have feelings boxes and to have prayer boxes.
Yeah.
That's middle of the road. That's moderation.
Good
that's
point, Jason. I like your thinking. I like your thinking, Jason. Always good to talk to you. Yep. God bless you.
Thanks.
All right.
God bless you.
I love this audience. I do. Hey, we need to take a break. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, I try to be as honest, open, and transparent with you as I possibly can. I make comments about every imaginable kind of topic. I give you my opinion. I hope it's an educated opinion. You can take it, you can leave it, or whatever. But when there is an issue that I'm not really well-versed in, I'm very hesitant of getting into it and making a whole lot of comments. Something I learned a long time ago. Joy and I were in youth work for many years, and God gave us an incredibly wonderful youth ministry out in Wichita, Kansas. And one of the foundations for that youth ministry was the Thursday night Bible study. We called it Thursday night Bible discussion. And we had a huge group of college kids and young single adults and college kids every Thursday night. And it was a wide open, wild and woolly Bible discussion. And the premise was, you can ask any question you want. No holds barred. You can ask any question you want as long as it pertains in one way or another to the Bible or religion or whatever. And I promised the young people. Now, you got to understand, back then I was in my early 20s, fresh out of college, and probably didn't know a whole lot, but I made the young people a promise. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you. I won't try to pretend. I won't try to tread water. I'll say, hey, I don't know. Give me a week, come back next week, and I'll have an answer for you. Well, I learned through that. You better be honest. And if you don't know the answer, admit it. Because let me tell you, those kids would nail you to the wall if you tried to fake it. So I learned way back then, don't try to pretend to know something you don't know. I went through all of that. And pardon me for taking so long. This whole thing about removing our troops from northern Syria and our help of the Kurds and Turkey's invasion of northern Syria. And I'm doing my best to try to do some study on it, and I'm going to try to have an expert on the air in the next couple of days, someone who knows a whole lot more about it than I do. But here is my gut feeling, and I could change. This is just my gut feeling, and I admit I am far from a foreign policy expert. I think this is a real mistake that our president has made. May turn out it's a brilliant move. It may turn out that this is exactly what needed to happen. But right now, I think he's made a terrible mistake. The Kurds have depended upon us. And a lot of people would say, well, they shouldn't depend upon us. But they have. And they have been dependent upon us because of our help. We have made them dependent. Are you with me? We have made them dependent. My feeling is, and again, my gut feeling, if we were going to pull out, don't do it suddenly. Don't do it unilaterally. Do it gradually. Meet with the Kurdish leaders who have been our allies in this fight against ISIS and so forth. In fact, the Kurds have been about the only real allies we have had in that region that would fight with us against ISIS. They have been a great help to us. And, of course, we've been a great help to them as well. And to just suddenly, and I mean suddenly, say, we're done, we're finished, we're out of here, you are on your own, I think it's a terrible mistake. I think it's a mistake politically, but that's not nearly as important as humanly. Many conservative leaders are lobbying the president and saying, Mr. President, in his entire term since he was elected president, I don't think I have ever seen a single issue where more of his supporters, and I mean strong supporters, have said, Mr. President, we support you, we love you, but this is wrong. Some of his strongest supporters in Congress are saying, this is a mistake. Now, why do I bring that up? To criticize the president? No. I bring it up because I encourage you continuously to pray for the president that God will give him wisdom. Right now, I believe this is going to hurt us with our allies. It's going to hurt the credibility of America. I think a whole lot of people will probably die. Some people who have fought alongside of our soldiers have supported us, and we have supported them. And I think there are just so many levels of this. There are thousands of ISIS prisoners that have been under Kurdish control. Those prisoners could very well be set free. This will give Turkey, who is a radical Islamic regime, they may be a part of NATO, but they're a radical Islamic regime. That's going to give them a foothold in that part of the world that they haven't had for a long time. Pray for the president that he'll do what's right. I don't think this decision is right. I could be wrong, but I'm praying that God will give him wisdom. All right, quick break. We'll come back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.